Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Here on Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero. For the workday afternoon, every once in a while a new diet fad emerges that everyone raves about and either has or wants to try. Today we look at one such class of drugs that people are saying is the diet dream come true. However, doctors are cautioning against it. We find out more next on Health Suites on Money FM 89.3.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome into Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Joining me on the phone today is Dr. Michael McDonald, Senior Consultant Cardiologist with Harley Street Heart and Vascular Center, Mount Elizabeth Medical Center, Orchard. We learn more about GLP-1. It's a drug, I'm told, but the doctor's going to tell us more. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Clarissa.
All right. Now, these drugs, and social media picks up on trends, so you can call it a trend, a diet trend. Tell us more about the drug and how it works.
Okay, so it's a group of drugs called GLP-1 agonists, and your body already makes this peptide hormone called glucagon-like peptide. So when you eat some food, your intestines secrete it into your blood, but it only lasts about 15 minutes. And what it does is it kind of makes you feel full and it suppresses your appetite. So that's the natural version. And then the pharma companies produced these longer-acting versions that kind of hang around for maybe 24 hours. And one of them is a week-long GLP-1. So what they do is when you take them, they make you feel full and they make it much harder for you to eat large quantities of food. And they also suppress your appetite. So patients that take them tend to just feel full a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, they help kind of lower blood sugars. They're good diabetes treatments. So on the surface, they're actually really effective drugs for diabetic patients, but also for weight loss.
Mm. Well, I picked up on the fact that you said patients. So clearly a doctor is involved in prescribing these drugs.
Yeah, I mean, they're drugs. They're pharmaceutical quality drugs. They're not something like a supplement you can buy from the health food store. And we use them in very specific circumstances. So the first circumstance is for diabetic patients. So if you have diabetes, and in particular, if you have diabetes and you've got heart problems, so you've had a previous heart attack or you're high risk for heart attacks, these drugs are really effective at controlling blood sugars, plus also reducing your risk of death and heart attacks. And then the second group of patients is for weight loss. But again, it's very specific who can be prescribed these drugs. It's people that are kind of clinically obese, so their body mass index is above 30, or they've got a body mass index above 27 with other obesity-related diseases like high blood pressure.
All right. But if you're finding it on the net, obviously a doctor isn't involved. And I'm assuming this is where the dangers are without suitable medical supervision.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. If you buy these on the web from some website, number one, you've absolutely no idea what you're getting,
what you're purchasing.
You've no idea. And these are injectables. So you have to inject yourself with them. So do you really want to be injecting something that you've absolutely no idea what it is? It might not even be the actual drug it says it is. So, I mean, you do need to get them from a proper source. You need to see a doctor. You need to be assessed to see if you're actually suitable for them and get a prescription from your doctor to get them.
All right, now let's assume somebody's listening to this. They're not diabetic. They're not obese. They don't have heart problems, but they want to lose some weight. Can they go to a GP and say, hey, I heard about these drugs and I'd like to have a course of it because I want to lose, 10 kilos?
Oh, yeah. So you can use them. You can use them for weight loss. I mean, the guidance is, and we tend to follow the guidance that we're given, and the guidance is derived from the clinical trials. And the trials were specifically in people with a body mass index above 30 or above 27 with other diseases. Mm-hmm. So if you fall into those groups, technically you can go and you can get these medications and they will help you lose weight. If you're not technically overweight, so your body mass index is essentially normal, then you probably shouldn't be taking these medications. Number one, they're not tested in people of normal weight and you don't know what they're actually going to do. And number two, there's a lot of side effects associated with them as well. I mean, they make you feel quite nauseous. Some people get tired. So, I mean, ideally, the first thing you'd do is go to a GP, get assessed, and then you can make a decision if you should be going on them or not.
All right, now let's talk about suitable candidates for this drug. You said someone who is being treated for diabetes, might have heart conditions, might be clinically obese. Is that why you as a cardiologist are talking about this drug?
Yeah, well, we use them a lot because, number one, we deal with a lot of diabetes patients. Diabetic patients commonly get heart disease, heart attacks, heart failure.
Yeah.
Number two, a lot of our patients are overweight. So patients with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, often part of the driver of this will be in their weight. And everybody knows it's very difficult to lose weight, even with kind of lifestyle modification and dietary intervention. So we use these drugs because they're safe for our patients. We know they're safe in heart patients. We know they reduce the risk of heart attacks. They reduce the risk of cardiovascular death. Whereas a lot of other weight loss drugs out there are not safe in patients with high blood pressure and with heart disease.
Okay. So you did mention, though, that these drugs, these GLP-1s, have side effects. What kind of side effects are we talking about?
Yeah, so it's basically in the way they work. So they stop your stomach emptying. So they make you feel nauseous and they make you feel full a lot of the time. So the commonest thing, and particularly in the first month of treatment, is to feel constantly nauseous, being unable to eat a lot, which I suppose is part of the reason why it works. And some people get tiredness. There's some rarer side effects. One of them is pancreatitis. It's very rare. But the most of it is nausea and diarrhea. And some patients get reflux as well.
Right. None of that sounds very comfortable.
Not really.
And is it a long time? You said it's an injectable. So what, suddenly they need to come see the doctor every week or something?
They're designed so that the pens, they've got this little pen and you attach a syringe, you attach a needle to it and you dial up the dose and you can inject yourself. There's some of the compounds are once a week and some of them are once a day. And in addition, there's a newer one for diabetes treatment, which is actually a tablet that can be taken as well. But most of the weight loss type use is done by injection. But you can inject yourself. It's very simple. The needle is very small, and it just goes under the skin on the abdomen.
All right, and which is something that, well, okay, maybe not the abdomen, but something a diabetic would be fairly familiar with injecting themselves.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a very similar subcutaneous injection to what diabetics normally do.
And how long of a treatment would this GLP-1 be for weight loss? Is it a long-term treatment? Is it in and out in 3 weeks and you've lost 30 kilos or something?
Well, it's like all weight loss. So most of the problem with weight loss is that patients can lose weight anyway, right? So you can lose the weight over 3 or 4 months. The big issue is what happens long-term. And so what usually after someone's lost weight, they put it back on. These drugs in clinical trials have been used up to, I think, about 68 weeks, kind of long-term. And there's now talk, I mean, because they're used very commonly in America to treat obesity, which is a much bigger problem than it is here. And there's now talk of using these drugs kind of as a chronic therapy in the longer term for years, perhaps, to actually control weight in these people. Because otherwise, how do you control that rebound after a patient loses weight? It's quite difficult.
Mm. And of course, you know, the lifestyle changes and proper diet, et cetera, that we're talking about doesn't necessarily help that much.
Yeah.
If they
it's difficult, isn't it? So, I mean, let's face it, when you try and lose weight with lifestyle changes, it's actually really, really tricky. And the way that I think these drugs are particularly useful is because, you know, when you go on a weight loss diet, when you go on a diet and you increase your activity levels, you get really hungry.
Mm.
And it's the hunger is the enemy of weight loss, because the hunger makes you take bad decisions and bad food choices that go against your weight loss. So these drugs eliminate that hunger. They make it easier to lose weight. They're not wonder drugs. You can't just take the medication and eat McDonald's. You're not going to lose weight. You have to do it in kind of combination with dietary restriction plus exercise and behavioral modification.
Is there a secret, though, to long-term weight loss with or without medication like this?
It depends on number one, it's not the same for everybody. There are certain people where one diet like keto will work wonders, but other people it won't. So I think that the key is actually to find the lifestyle change that works for you. I mean, obesity is not just one thing. It's not just eating too much. It's a multi-factor problem related to social and environmental factors, genetics. And so any plan for your kind of long-term weight loss has to basically deal with all the different parts of your kind of obesity equation. So it's never just one thing. It's usually a kind of a multi kind of pronged strategy to stay off, keep the weight off long term.
Okay, now you said in clinical use with, you know, a doctor prescribing these GLP-1s to patients, it is a lot safer than some other dietary drugs because heart and those conditions. Now, for somebody who is considering buying it off the net or getting it without the help of a doctor, you're also saying that's a really bad idea.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Are there any dangers to a patient who is getting it through a doctor in using this GLP-1?
They're pretty safe drugs. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're, apart from the kind of nausea and reflux, there's not a lot of major problems that can happen. I mean, pancreatitis can happen, but it is really very rare. There's also, we don't give it to some patients who've got a history of a very rare type of thyroid cancer,
right?
Because there was some data from rodents where there was an increase in certain types of thyroid cancer. But other than that, they are safe medications, whereas other types of weight loss medications can do things like increase blood pressure and increase heart rate. And these drugs do tend to be quite safe, so there's not a lot that can actually go wrong.
As long as you are having a doctor monitor you and your use.
Yeah, exactly. So you do need to get them. You need to get them from a reputable source, basically, to make sure it's the correct medication and also that it's right for you, because sometimes people are overweight, not for kind of standard reasons. There could be some form of endocrine problem that's actually driving the weight loss. So it's important to see someone first to actually work out what your cause of obesity is and to make sure that these drugs are the correct treatment for you.
Would you say that if you are embarking on any kind of weight loss drug use, you know, pills, whether it's over-the-counter or whatever, that it wouldn't hurt to go see a doctor before you start?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. And part of that is, you know, a large part of that is to get some blood work done, work out if you're diabetic, first of all, see if you've got any other endocrine problems, like a thyroid problem that could be causing your obesity. Because actually, things like thyroid, you treat in a completely different way to someone who's overweight for other reasons. So it's super important to get to see somebody, get some blood work done, get your blood pressure taken. Because what you also want to do is work out if you've got any obesity-related conditions. So it might be like high blood pressure or coronary artery disease. So it's always best to get assessed first before you embark on some form of weight loss program.
All right. That's good information. And I think something that a lot of us that make the decision to lose weight and go on some kind of health kick forget to do.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And actually, the doctor might have some, might be able to identify things that can actually make it easier for you to lose weight.
Like a drug like this.
Exactly.
We've been speaking with Dr. Michael McDonald, Senior Consultant Cardiologist with Harley Street Heart and Vascular Center, Mount Elizabeth Medical Center, Orchard. Doctor, thank you for the information. And, you know, I think you've provided us with some important clarity.
Okay, thanks for having me on, Clarissa.
It's my pleasure. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.